This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Gorelott. Joshua Landis, let's do something a little different today. We've focused so much on the Middle East and other parts of the world. Let's look at Africa. We haven't spent much time on Africa, and yet things are really seem to be spiraling out of control in some places. The Central African Republic has got all kinds of violent conflict going on. South Sudan, I mean, the same old story, right? Or
well, but it reminds you. It reminds you of how hard nation building is in Central African Republic. 80 different ethnic groups, all of them speak different languages. There are only about 5 million people, but the population has tripled since independence in 1960. 80% Christian, 10% Muslim, 10% still animist. And there's no central state. It's one of the poorest places in the world. And there has been just a revolving door of presidents. And we have an interim president there today. After the president, a rebel president who had come in and taken over, resigned. And there's a peacekeeping force, 6,000 French and African troops there. But very tenuous order.
But the source of this conflict, Christian versus Muslim, I mean, you said it's overwhelmingly a Christian country.
So you were rebels from the north.
But you had the rebels from the north that were Muslim. And now you have all these reprisals taking place, right? The Muslim groups attacked, and now the Christian groups are retaliating.
Just
and so you've got public lynchings and hackings. People are being hacked up to death in public.
There was a moment of hopefulness. The new interim president, a woman, reviewing the soldiers – went through. She left. And then the soldiers saw in the crowd a rebel that they recognized. They went, lynched him, chopped him into pieces, burnt him with rubber tires. And people began cheering. And the French peacekeepers came. They didn't know what to do. They took away the body, but they didn't arrest any of the people who were around. So it underlined the real difficulties that lie ahead.
There are signs of hope. I mean, even certain individuals, I thought was really a sign of tremendous courage when you see a Catholic priest, for example, that brought 700 Muslims to his church and had his congregation shake hands with this group of Muslim leaders and members of the community. And so, you know, you mentioned peacekeepers, you mentioned people on the ground, but yet it's going to take efforts like that to help rebuild, reconstruct, and establish some sense of normalcy and development in this country.
It certainly will. And we've just seen Sudan separate between Muslims and Christians, split into South Sudan, North Sudan. It's not an easy job.